The videos features Dave Kessler, KE0OG, QST's Ask Dave columnist, who leads viewers through the ARRL Ham Radio License Manual.
Hello, you're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Drummer Hamid Drake joined the Polish jazz band Hira for a raucous concert in Krakow, and we'll hear their collision of global influences on the next Deep Threes. Plus, tracks from Juju, Jennifer Coe, and Mono Lake.
Let me hear you, let me hear you. Yes, I was created to make his praise glorious. I understand my role in this thing. Oh my gosh, if we don't talk about him, who will? If we don't talk about him now, then when? Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I want to say happy Sunday morning to you. Blessed Sunday morning to you, this last Sunday of October. Praise be to God. And this eve before All Saints Day, tomorrow, November 1st. Nobody really talks about that, but I'm going to shout it out. Happy Sunday morning to all you saints out there. That was Glorious by Miss Karen Clark Sheard. And she is the second generation of a musical gospel dynasty or gospel music dynasty. And so we're just grateful for the work of the Clark sisters and their mom, Dr. Clark, and her daughter who's following her footsteps, Kiara Sheard. And just praise God for we were created, and that's what they do. They sing to the glory and the honor of God. And we bring that kind of music to you every Sunday morning that the Lord sees us with a day's dawning. We come to give you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise be to God. So, yes, we're going to do that. And I just want to remind folks that today is the last day of our fall pledge drive. Yes, beloved, we have been on this month since the first Sunday of the month, making appeal to our listeners and visitors, our friends, our partners, our sustaining partners, our underwriters, everybody out there. We are making an appeal to you to help this station do what we do and become a sustaining partner. Even with a contribution of $10 a month, you can help meet the goal. And so I have a goal of 10 new supporters this morning, 10 new sustaining partners. And if you are able to get to your computers and go on WGXC.org/donate, you can make that pledge today. We'll be back with more information on other ways, so stay tuned that you can be a part. We're going to come now with some music back to back. We got 6 songs for you, about 30 minutes of blessed music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. In the lineup, we have Jesus Will Fix It by Chantel Norman Beatty. Jesus Will Fix It. Yes, he will. The Oil in My Alabaster Box by Sister C.C. Winans, putting music to that message found in the scriptures. The Lord is Real, Time Will Reveal by Blackstreet. What a Beautiful Name It Is by Hillsong. The Worship Medley by Mr. Torrin Wells. And The Same God by a Son and Father duo, Annie and Kanan Francis. That's our lineup. Then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So here we go, beloved, on our musical journey. Jesus Will Fix It.
I know Jesus. it. Folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, and I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary. My tears, and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me, and you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster pot. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. But hey, you are there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. Oil. Oh, you don't know.
giving honor to God, who's ahead of our house, thanking him for his many blessings and all he's done for us. And Blackstreet would like to share all he's given us with you.
Jesus is real. Yes, he is real to me. More precious than silver, more precious than diamond rings or anything that I could give him. It wouldn't be the thing. It's good to know the love inside from him. It guides me through, and it ain't good to know he's true.
So we'll all reveal in time. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. All you got to do is trust in him and never doubt. He'll always be there for you. He'll never let you down. And I believe in that, cause I'm a living witness to this, y'all. Cause without God, my life would be nothing. So if you believe in what I'm saying, I want y'all all to come on and repeat after me. I know the Lord is real. Yes, he's real, I know.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave his life, he sacrificed.
He gave his life, he sacrificed.
Just to save my soul.
Just to save my soul.
Come on, y'all. I know the Lord.
I know the Lord is real.
Yes, he's real.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave us all his blessings.
He gave us all his blessings.
It was 2,000 years ago.
It was 2,000 years ago.
Now come on, y'all. Help me sing the song.
Thank you.
Listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. And beloved, we are here at the ending of the Fall Pledge Drive. We have been appealing to you, our listening audience, all through the month of October. And your responses have been wonderful. We have a goal of $5,000 a month to help sustain the work of this radio station and also eliminate having to do pledge drives. So you won't hear our broadcasts be interrupted with these appeals over and over again every quarter. If you would come on board and become a sustaining partner at even $10 a month or more, you can help us both eliminate the pledge drive and meet our goal. We're about two-thirds of the way there, three-quarters of the way there. So we need your help to make it. This is the last day of our pledge drive. So we need you to call in, write in, or go online today. And here helping me with that is Mr. Randall Martin, our audio engineer, co-host on the Tuesday afternoon show, host of his own show on Tuesday afternoon twice a month. So Mr. Martin, how you doing today? And what do you want to say about the appeal for pledges?
Well, it's a wonderful way to start the Sunday. And let's keep it going. Let's get some pledges in there. We are, as Pastor Kim said, we are very close to reaching our goal. I think it's three quarters of the way there, but let's take it to the finish line and raise some money for WGXE to keep us on the air and bringing you great programming. So again, go to WGXE.org and hit the donate button and give what you can. Anything will be appreciated. But also, if you can, become a sustaining member so we don't have to do these fund drives. So, happy Sunday, and please give.
Thank you, sir. Yes, we want you to know this is a partnership. We do our part, you do your part, and we'll be together in this thing for another year going strong. You can mail in a donation. If you want to use a check or a money order, the mailing address is Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, or P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405, or P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Even add that to your address book. How about that? Well, listen, we have some music with the heart, the mind, the soul in mind. And we got some more coming up for you. And then after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Listen and be blessed.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99, and I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Worship medley by Mr. Torrin Wells. And so for my spiritual social commentary, I guess I want to blend that in, Great Are You, Lord, and talking about today, which I've refrained from bringing up the word. I think some people might be saying, well, is she going to mention Halloween? Yes, beloved, I am. I'm going to mention Halloween. I got a few things that I want to share and get out there and say, you know, because Halloween is such a controversy among so many people. And, you know, there's a scripture that says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So when you know, you get the edge and you don't fall off the ledge, all right? So that's why we're here with our spiritual social commentaries. And we want to share that Halloween started hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. People began to dress up. Some theories say that they started dressing up as saints and went door to door. I'm so glad that I see when people are dressing up more and more these days, that their costumes are of professions and sports figures and, costumes for heroes, cartoon characters and superheroes, and moving away from the things that are displeasing unto God. Wikipedia says that Halloween traditions were influenced by the Celtic harvest festival of Samhain, that was later Christianized as All Hallows Day, with its eve for the early church of All Saints Day. It says that Celtics lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in Ireland, the UK, France, Scotland, and they celebrated their new year on November 1st. So in the Christian tradition, November 1st was All Saints Day. In the Celtic tradition, November 1st was New Year's Day. And so the eve of those days, those holidays, was celebrated. Now, some also say that Halloween came about on that eve, that particular night before November 1st, because there was a belief in Celtic mythology that the veil between the other world and our world was very thin, allowing the souls of the departed and spirits to return to the earth. And so people began to wear costumes to ward off these spirits. The scripture clearly tells us that that's not even possible for the souls of the departed to return. Jesus says there's a great gulf between us and those who have gone on. As a matter of fact, it says that those who have gone on, who have gotten into heaven, they are around heaven having a good old time. They're not even thinking about coming here into this mess, all right? But it was that belief that, you know, the spirits of the dead and the souls of the dead and then the spirits that are out there could come and return to the earth that gives it that spooky and ghostly presence as it is celebrated in some places today. Like I said, I have seen a deviation from that kind of celebration more and more. And I say that's a good thing, because the Word of God makes it clear that we're not supposed to celebrate those spirits, the souls of the dead in that way. We honor the dead in our remembrance of them and in the way we live our lives today. Hallelujah. It tells us in the Bible that sorcery is always used in the Bible as a reference to evil and deceptive practices. So as believers in God and Christians, followers of his only begotten Son, why would we want to celebrate or imitate or emulate something that is told, that we are told is evil and deceptive and certainly contrary to God, who wants us to have knowledge and wisdom and to be above board and do that which is right? It tells us and warns us against dealing with witches in so many scriptures, Exodus 22 and Leviticus 20 and Leviticus 19, which says, do not turn to mediums or necromancers. Do not seek them out and make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. Beloved, there are about six religions. There was an article that was written that I was looking at the other day by a woman named Grace Gallagher, and she outlined the six religions that don't celebrate Halloween. Some Jews celebrate Halloween, but many American or non-Orthodox Jews, perhaps, but the tradition of Halloween is prohibited in Halakha. Halakha prohibits Jewish participation. Halloween is usually considered secular, not associated with a religion, yet it does have a religious origin. And those of the Church of Satan call it a high holy day unto them. Jehovah Witnesses don't celebrate it. They don't celebrate any holidays, but they don't celebrate Halloween because it is related to a pagan custom. Muslims consider it a pagan holiday, and they reject it, not on total, but as practice of the religion, because it teaches mischief rather than morals, according to one source. Some Christians reject it because they also see it as a pagan holiday associated with devil worship. Instead, on October 31st, some Christians celebrate Reformation Day, which is also on the 31st, the day when Martin Luther stood up to the Catholic popes and said the Bible should be available for everybody to read, not just in Latin. And everybody has the right to know what the Word of God says. And so the reformation of the church began. And October 31st is celebrated as Reformation Day. Some Hindus also do not celebrate the holiday of Halloween. Does the Bible specifically speak against Halloween? No, because it wasn't even around then. But the Bible does say a lot about dealing with pagan things and a lot about dealing with the unfruitful works of darkness. He says, give no opportunity to the devil. When you're worshiping the devils on Halloween, you're dressing up like devils, you're dressing up like witches, you're dressing up like sorcerers, you're opening up a door, beloved. And God loves us. He don't want us to be ignorant of the adversary's devices. In the world, they say Halloween, we say hallelujah. I love a good costume. I love a good costume party. Who doesn't like candy? Who doesn't like getting out and being social, right? So let's flip the script here. Amen. Let's get back to the eve of All Saints Day, and let's celebrate the goodness of God in the land of the living and the goodness of God in giving us the opportunity for eternal life in the kingdom of Christ. How about that, beloved? This is my spiritual social commentary for today on Reformation Sunday, All Saints Day Eve, and I say to God be the glory. He's the same God, beloved, the same God that told us and warned us. Amen. Some of the stuff that's happening today, we done opened up the door to that stuff coming in because we have not known what God's word has to say about it. My people perish for a lack of knowledge, and that's all I'm saying. Get the knowledge. Get the edge. Don't fall off the ledge. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We got more music. Listen, this son and father duo, the same God, I hope you like it. I hope you love it like I do. Here we go with more music just for you.
He's the same. He will never change. How wonderful it is to worship God in this place. Do I have a witness here right now? Declare it. Oh. Can I hear you, son? Sing.
Still to remain the same.
Yesterday, today, and forever, loving God, merciful God, benevolent God, good God. Ask me how I know. And, well, listen, we're coming to the end of today's show, but we want you to know we love you too. And listen, we need you. We have our pledge drive going on. Please remember, go to WGXC.org/donate to make your contribution to this radio broadcast and to this station. You can also send something in by mail. Yes, you can. You can go to our mailing address or send a check or money order to Waveform 5662 Route 23, T.O. Box 13, Accra, New York 12405. Yes, you can. You can do that. And for $10 a month, you can become a sustaining partner. How about that? Oh, beloved, we need your help. We want you to participate. We want you to partner with us. We'll do our part. You do our, we'll do our part. You do your part, and we will be in partnership. You can also call it in to our phone line, 518-697-7400. Well, beloved, I'm out. And God say the same, and the creek don't rise. I'll be back next time. And it'll be in the merry month of November. Here we go with our last song out. God, you're going to get the glory out of all of this. Miss Pastor Cobb, God bless you. Don't quit in the business.
I'm so good.